What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. So many ways you can listen to us. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, July 16th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
That is the foursome, as always. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. That's the same number. If you want to text us on the Lido Pizza text line, Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Again, you can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We've got a bevy of guests on the show today to talk about Terry McLaurin and the contract situation. John Keim from ESPN.com is going to jump on early at 6:20. Our pal Chick Hernandez, who was at Eastern Motors yesterday with the microphone right there by Terry McLaurin, he's going to jump on at 8:45. Joe Theismann at 9 o'clock. And we're going to talk a little golf. Steve Sands, anchor and reporter for the Golf Channel, will jump on as the Open Championships are underway tomorrow from Ireland, I believe.
Northern Ireland, yes.
Yeah, I got a buddy who is out there for the Open.
Oh, very cool.
Well, his colleague was on the show. Brendan Porath, his colleague, came on the show from Fried Egg, early in the morning. So we got a packed show.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Sands was calling the American Century Championships in Tahoe, and he took a flight from Tahoe or whatever airport all the way to Port Rush, Northern Ireland. I wonder how long that took.
I mean, there has to be a layover somewhere, maybe. I would assume.
We can ask him when we talk to him.
When you went to Spain, did you get those silly seats where you had all the room and everything when you flew to Spain?
Oh, that was so long ago.
You don't remember?
I think you would remember
when it's extraordinary. Like, my friends that traveled to Europe.
That was 25 years ago.
They have these huge, like...
But you got to remember that was Span Air.
Yeah.
You're thinking he has, pod?
I didn't have, business class or anything.
Yeah. It makes a big difference.
I think there were regular seats.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. I mean, it's a lot more palatable.
I know you were hating life in a regular seat flying to Spain. I know that.
I wasn't as angry of a person back then.
That's true, and you're younger, younger.
I mean, I was 29, maybe 30. I just didn't really care as much.
But he was on a honeymoon.
Now I would be angry.
Yeah, he's surly.
I fly an hour and a half, and I can barely take it. It's too cramped up, just butt uncomfortable. You're taxiing for 15 minutes or whatever. You board. Let's say you're one of the first groups to board. Say the second group. You're on the plane for 45 minutes before you even go anywhere. It's just butt uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know.
Cakes has got it in my head that you're not allowed to put your seat back. So you're sitting there like this.
Hey, you do you, man. I'm just telling you the way I feel when somebody, I feel personally violated when somebody puts their seat back
into
my space.
I blame you. You got it in my head. So I don't do that. So I just sit there upright.
Yeah.
And I don't care if I'm just going to like Syracuse, New York. It's a nightmare for an hour and a half. It's not good.
I was a much happier person back then. So I don't think it probably bothered me. Now, when I went to Italy, and this was probably 5 years ago. Can't remember exactly what year, but we flew one of those Airbuses. Is what they call them, Airbus.
Yeah. Big boys.
The double deckers.
Yeah.
And you literally were in line waiting to get on the flight for an hour and a half.
Right.
That's how many people were on the flight.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
And I had regular seats. Now, the seats were pretty comfortable, but that was just a massive, massive plane. Yeah. I don't know how that thing gets off the ground.
Yeah, my buddy uses all his points and everything, and he gets these like pods. You know, you can lay it out, and you have television.
Oh yeah, that would be.
You know what I mean? It's just like it's crazy.
No, Jason, you're probably talking about the Airbus A380, double deck, wide body, four engine airliner.
What is it? About 500 passengers?
It's the largest passenger aircraft in the world.
That's what we flew.
I've walked past that before. It's massive.
Seats 525 passengers.
Yeah, it was full. Believe me.
Yeah. I'm sure it was.
What were you gonna say, Valdez?
Oh, I was in one of those when I flew to San Francisco.
Yeah,
it's
the double decker.
Well, no, the pod.
Oh, one of those pods. Oh, yeah, it's
I bet you felt like you were living the high life.
Well, I couldn't believe how cheap the upgrade was.
Oh yeah,
because it was less than $300.
Yeah,
and then
so worth it.
And then I did the math. Like I would have to check my clubs, and when you had that status, everything flew free.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was doing the math on it.
I was like,
yeah, this is a sick deal.
Yeah,
and I think about it every time I board a plane.
Yeah.
It's totally different experience.
You're like isolated. Mm-hmm. Like, and if you wanted something, they have a stewardess that checks on you literally every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have blankets, pillows, TV.
You know, sometimes
multiple meals
on some of these planes.
It's outrageous.
When you're just a regular peon, my buddy calls it the peons. He always sends me pics and he goes, "I'm not flying with the peons."
I'm always flying with the
peons. I'm always a peon.
Yeah.
You don't even realize half the time that you're entering the plane like a third of the way in. Like, sometimes they don't even, you don't even see that part of the plane.
No, yeah.
You don't even see it.
It's another country you're in.
That you enter the plane where the peons enter.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It did feel weird, too, because everyone, like, when I go to fly, I'm in my hoodie and, you know, not in sweats, but close to it.
Yeah.
And everyone's flying like they have a super serious meeting that they're getting ready to fly to.
Suits, yeah. I fly in sweatpants and hoodies.
I fly
shorts,
in sweats.
I don't care.
But they have that zipper because I can't have my wallet and phone falling out.
I mean,
my
you
pants.
See old movies, people flying like in the 50s and 60s. They're wearing like suits.
Yeah, big
wearing,
deal.
Like
they're
dresses.
Also smoking cigs. You know what? You should have been born in the 50s and 60s. It would have been your
he
day.
He definitely would have been chain smoking on flights in 1968.
It would have been your thing, buddy. How was Charlotte?
Dude, Charlotte, I mean, I love the South. There's nothing better at it. And like, way to set the tone for the trip. We were driving down, and there's a new gas station store hybrid that's just swinging a hot bat. We need more around the country.
What's the name?
What was the brand?
Get the camera on me. Let me turn this hat around. Oh. That's one Bucky's.
Oh, you're late to the Bucky's party.
You got a Bucky's hat?
I got swag. I got a big shirt. Mark. I got a hat.
Loved it so much, you bought gear.
I had to get the swag, man. Yeah. They had such a wild collection of shirts, sweatshirts.
Yeah.
I mean, the weirdest array of stuff, like cornhole boards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I had to try the food. The food there was incredible.
You definitely got a brisket sandwich. Or something like
brisket
that.
Brisket sandwich and then a beast burrito. I could have that every day for the rest of my life to start my mornings.
Right. Nice.
Oh, you would destroy bathrooms.
An hour down the road, you're definitely pulling over.
What about once you actually got to your destination?
Once we got there, we hit Sam's Club, had a great trip there, and then that's always a good time.
What'd you get at Sam's Club?
Bucky's and Sam's
Club. All your beer
and
everything?
Yeah, we loaded up on snacks, drinks, and then Saturday morning, really early, we had a 9 o'clock tea time. There's a new floor for me. That's what I was telling Valdez when I came in here. It was the best round of golf I've ever played. We beat the heat, got out before it got way too hot in the afternoon, and then went to Texas Roadhouse.
Right.
Texas Roadhouse.
Good
I mean.
Eats.
Yeah, round of applause for Texas Roadhouse.
How many chains
did
you
hit? On chains, I love it.
Texas Roadhouse is incredible, and then did Dave and Buster's that same night.
Yep.
Kind of just moving around a lot. But
it's
it was
a very busy day.
Yeah,
basically could have gone to Gaithersburg and hit every one of those spots.
Yeah, it was good to, catch up with some old friends and just, travel around. Did mini golf one of the nights as well. Just a lot of smoking and joking, a lot of good times.
How many cigs on the trip?
A little less than half a pack over the span of three days.
Is that, five?
That's not bad.
And not bad
that's
at
like
all.
Eight or nine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eight or nine
nice
smokes.
Job.
So there's 20 in a pack?
20 in a pack, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how many Zins? A
lot of Zins.
All right.
We were mowing through the Zins. Thankfully, there was a gas station not too far away, so I had to pop in and out of there every couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
But Charlotte,
you didn't buy
man,
a 55-gallon drum of Zins at Sam's Club?
I
decided
wish.
Not to do that.
Now, they did have something at Bucky's, and it was because they didn't have Zin there, so I had to go to a different store, but it was some five cans for $5 knockoff Zin.
Ooh, you should have bought that.
I thought about that, but I was like, that just has to be trifling. I mean, it's got to be like the worst
You're
thing ever.
You're discerning about the nicotine pouches.
I'm sure, real nicotine
pouches
aren't trifling.
But that Bucky's, just to tie things back together, Bucky's was a zoo. I've never been to a place that was more crowded.
You went to the one right near JMU, right?
Yeah, the one that just opened.
Yeah.
Of course, a Buc-ee's that's been open for, I think it's been open for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's going to be a mob scene.
Yeah, I've never been to a place like that as crowded as it was, and everyone's getting their, you know, Buc-ee's onesies and just like the most random things in people's carts. People are bumping into each other.
How excited were you while you were in there?
I was over the moon. I spent about like an hour and 20 minutes in there.
What?
Yeah. we were chilling. I mean, you had to look at everything. I mean, it's just, it's like white trash paradise.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know how else to describe it, but it is perfect. Right in my alley.
Right at home.
Right. Did you get to holler at any chicks while you were down there? Or
A little bit with the cart girl on the golf course.
I'm sure that's not passe.
That's so cliche.
Well, she was the one driving the conversation because I was just there trying to get some transfusions, and then she was talking about this old lady that was giving her a hard time earlier in the round, so, you know, just started spitting game a little bit back and forth.
Let me guess, you were massively over-tipping her, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just put it on our card, and then at the end of the round, we were just like, charge that one to the car.
I've seen a few TikToks where those chicks are like, I made $2,500 at the course today in 3 hours.
At least he's in the right age range.
Yeah,
it's always creepy when you see the 60-year-old hollering.
Yeah, he's in the right spot. He's in the sweet spot.
Well, you get a little hot and sweaty, a little dehydrated. Everything looks the same.
All right. Well, good to have you back, Mike. Got a lot of Terry McLaurin talk today.
Yes,
we got John
Keim
joining us shortly. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. John Keim from ESPN.com next here on The Junkies.